Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 15, whoever hates his brother is a murderer. You know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Said out loud, he laid down his life for me. He's commanded me to lay my life down for my brothers. Has he?
Yes.
Are we doing it? That's a little weak. Well, that's why we're teaching on it. Brother Hagin, my father in the faith, said one meeting that he had that he was teaching on love. And he said, you know, if you hate your brother, you're a murderer. And he said, and that means mother-in-law too. And just went right on teaching. Well, he was staying with some pastors. After they got home, the woman of the house, the pastor's wife, came to him and said, Brother Hagin, you've confused me. And he said, well, I doubt it. You probably confused before I got here. And the light of the word had just shown it up. She said, well, you said when you was preaching that if you hate your mother-in-law, that you're a murderer and don't have eternal life abiding in you. He said, well, that's right. And she said, well, I know I'm saved. I'm pastor's wife. I speak in tongues. He said, well, what's your problem? She said, I hate my mother-in-law. He said, well, then you're a murderer then and don't have eternal life abiding in you. She said, huh? What? No, I'm a Christian. I got saved when I was X amount of years old. I've been helping my husband in the ministry. We graduated from seminary and I'm a pastor's wife. He said, well, I don't care who you are. If you hate your brother, you're a murderer and don't have eternal life abiding in you. He said he knew he was about on the ropes, you know. He said, no, look at me. She said, well, what am I going to do? He said, look at me. He said, now, look me in the eye and say, I hate my mother-in-law. She looked him in the eye and said, I hate my mother-in-law. Without hesitation. And he said, okay. I want you to say it again, but this time I want you to check down in here. Check down inside you why you're saying it. Do you hate your mother-in-law? She said, I hate my mother-in-law. He said, all right, and what about down inside? What about down inside you? She said, well, there's something scratching me down there. So what do you mean? When you said, I hate my mother-in-law, what happened? She said, well, something down inside me is scratching. That's all she knew how to say. What did the Bible say in Romans 5? The love of God has been shed abroad. Where? Not in your head. Not in your feelings. Not in your flesh. Where? In your heart. Now, that's not talking about your physical blood pump. That's talking about the center, the core of your being, your spirit, your inner man. And that's what's so confusing to people, because they think, well, no, I hate them. Why? Because they're going by their feelings. They're going by their emotions. They're going by their reasoning, by their intellect, by their soul. And keeping the command is not based on a feeling. Right. It's an order.
Right.
How many know a good soldier can obey an order when he or she does not feel like it?
Right.
Doesn't want to do it. It's not convenient. It's not easy. I mean, they got feelings of doing anything else except it. But can they endure hardness and gird up their loins and obey the order?
Yes.
Can they do it? It's Memorial Day. We're talking about people that have charged up hills in mud and ice and cold and in pain and wounded. And their commander said, take the hill. And they did. They did. Did they feel like doing it? You know they didn't feel like doing it. They felt like going home to their family. But they obeyed the order. Well, if a man or woman can obey a natural order of a natural commander, how much more should we obey our commander in chief, the head of the church, the Lord Jesus, when he told us to do something that's just right to do anyway? Love. Can you love people that you feel like you hate? Yes, because it's not based on feelings. Yes, you can. Can you love people that have been mean to you? Yes. Cruel to you? Yes. Hurt you?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Isn't Jesus the ultimate example of it?
Yes, sir.
They're nailing him to the cross. Mm-hmm. They're killing him. They raised him up on the tree. They're mocking him. They're treating him like the worst murderer. And he's never hurt anybody. He's never committed any sin. He never broke laws. And what did he say? Father, forgive them. He's concerned about their relationship with the Father God. He's concerned about what's going to happen to them after this. While he's hanging up there bleeding to death. Can you do it?
Yes.
He did it.
Yes.
He's my hero.
Yes.
Is he yours?
Yes.
Can you do it?
Yes.
See, when you start talking about love, people start thinking about, oh, you know, we love you. Love is indicated as being weak. And that's why a lot of men don't even like saying the word. Because I get all choked up. I just can't say I love you. You know I do. You know it. We all just know it. Don't need to be said. That's a sign of weakness. Got nothing to do with strength. It's got everything to do with insecurity and weakness. You want to know who the strongest of the strong, the strongest man who ever lived? Was the man that hung on the cross.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you talk about strength. He could have said one word and got himself off of there just like that. He said, don't you know I could have called on the Father? He would have sent me legions of angels that would have swooped down there and got him off of there in a moment. He could have just spoken one word. Boy, it takes strength to stay with that and let them do it to you. And it comes back to this, love. What does love do? Love lays down its life. And he said this, John 10. He said, my Father loves me because I lay down my life. I lay down my life for the sheep. And he said, no man takes it from me. I've had this command of my Father. I have authority and power to lay my life down, and I have authority and power to take it up again. Nobody is making him do it. Jesus was not a victim. He was not helpless in the hands of those who came and apprehended him or scourged him or crucified him. And he proved it when they came to get him in the garden. Don't you remember that? He said, who are you looking for? They said, Jesus. He said, I am. And they all fell back on the ground. Remember that? All fell down. Demonstration. You ain't taking me. I'm letting you do this. Right? Why did he do it? Love. Out of love, he laid it down. Now, we don't need another sacrifice for sin. He's it. So you can't lay your life down physically to pay for somebody else's sin. I can't. That's already been done. But we can give our body a living sacrifice. Right? And there are occasions every day and every week where if we love people, it's going to cost us something. And there can be plans that you've had, things you want to do, and things that you're, you know, prepped to do. You're going to use your resources to do, and something comes up. And somebody else needs your time. Somebody else needs your money. Somebody else needs it. Did you know people need you when they need you? Not when it's convenient for you. And have you ever noticed so many times it's not convenient? It's 3 a.m. and you're sound asleep. They need the money and you don't have extra. Have you ever found it out? But when the Lord leads you, what's it time to do? Lay down. You had something for yourself And you realize, no, I'm going to lay that down. Now, here's the difference. We read this earlier. Paul said, by the Spirit of God, he said, I will most gladly spend and be spent for you. Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. Say that out loud. I will gladly spend and be spent. Now, this is the difference. If you do it mournfully and you go, well, I guess I'll be a good Christian. I guess I'll sacrifice. Well, no, you hadn't got it yet. The Bible said Jesus endured the cross for the joy that was in front of him. He did it willingly and he did it gladly. That's a real hero of love. That's a real hero of faith. Not trying to make you feel bad because I'm sacrificing for you. Smile and say, I'm glad to do it. I'm glad to do it. If this will take this off of you, I'm glad to do it. If this will help you out of this bind, I'm glad to do it. No, I'm not looking for any accolades or reward. Why are you doing it? I'm not doing it for that reason anyway. Why? Doing it because I love you. I want to see you relieved. And to see you relieved, if you love somebody, it gives you joy. I mean, we all shouted in here a few minutes ago when they announced that the person's house is paid off. Right? Well, it wasn't your house. What you shouting for then? We love each other. Right? We're connected. When your house is paid off, it's like my house, right? He said, rejoice with one another. We talked about it. And have you remembered? We're going to make a big deal out of our brothers and sisters' victory. Huh? Right. I want to hear about it. I'm your pastor now. I want to hear about celebration parties.
Yeah,
man. Oh, that was weak. That was just pitiful weak. I want to hear about you helping your brothers and sisters celebrate. I mean, these folks had their house paid off. They ought to be friends over there this afternoon already, bringing a bunch of food in, shouting up and down, running around the house going, "Woo, glory to God. Oh, this is good. Oh, this is good." Why? Because if you love them, you're glad that it happened for them. And in fact, you so care about these things that you are willing to lay down your own life.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Lays Down Its Life, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106F. That's R1106F. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.